Now go back to Romans chapter number 1, verse 5 says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom all are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to notice there in verse number 5, it says obedience to the faith. And often, you know, false cults or people who believe in a works-based salvation, they'll use that verse very, you know, frequently. They say, see, you got to be obedient to the faith. Now, I believe obedience is necessary for salvation, okay? And you say, what do you mean by that? Now, go with me, if you would, to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1. And we got to keep in mind that what Satan often does with his apostles of light, his angels of light, his ministers of light, is they will take truth, and what will they do? They'll pervert it, right? They'll wrest it, they'll twist it. So yes, obedience is necessary for salvation. Why is that? Because 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, obedience is necessary, but to what? For the gospel. Amen. To be saved. To call upon the name of the Lord, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what obedience is for. That's what it's talking about there. Yeah. It's not talking about obedience to keeping the commandments of God, right? In fact, the only command that we need to obey in order to be saved is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But how many times have we knocked on doors and we talked to people who say, well, you know, I believe it's by faith, but you know what? You also have to obey God. You got to make sure you do your part. You got to make sure that you keep the commandments. Well, the Bible teaches us that therefore we conclude that a man is not justified by the works of the law. It's impossible. And in fact, if you keep one part, the Bible says if you offend in another, you're basically guilty of all. Yeah, right. So it's impossible. But obedience is necessary.